All right, good show tonight. We thank Billy McMullen, Coach Lars Tiffany, Dr. Vogel of Ortho Virginia, and Frank and I have both been in a better mood tonight. That's what winning does for you. And next week, we got what? Our friend Vern Inge
Vern's going to be in studio.
And Dr. Kerr. And then we might mention 2 weeks hence, we have Coach Tony Bennett joining us on October the 10th.
A little round ball.
Talk a little hoop as we get ready for the opening of basketball season on Friday, November the 11th.
All right, so here goes the Olympic report. This is going to be fast. Men's soccer tied Clemson 3-3. Now they've got, on Tuesday, they've got Cornell, which is a big game. And then on Friday, they have VPI. So a pretty big week for men's soccer. Women's soccer tied FSU 1-1, and they stopped the game in the middle of the first overtime because of threatening skies and lightning and thunder and who knows what else. Women's field hockey, they blanked Fairfield 4-0. They have Wake and ODU this weekend. Women's volleyball had a tough loss to Duke. They won two of the five sets. Unfortunately, Duke got the other three. However, they do have a chance, a big reprieve. They play VPI on Friday. Cross country, the number 11 UVA men finished third at the UVA Invitational at Panorama Farms, and the number 14 women placed fourth at the UVA Invitational. Ryan Zimmerman, UVA former great, is now playing first base for your Washington Nationals. And believe it or not, they just clinched the National League East yesterday. So
playoff baseball in Washington.
Hats off to him.
Yeah, absolutely. Good job by the Washington Nationals.
All right, on the AP polls, Alabama's 1, Ohio State is 2, but look who's rising like a bullet, the Louisville Cardinals. Who believes? This guy Lamar Jackson is also a front runner for the Heisman, in my opinion. This guy, if you watch them play, he is a lightning bolt.
Well, that's going to be a heck of a game Saturday night down in Death Valley.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, the national game of the weekend, I think.
And believe it or not, Clemson's number 5.
Not too shabby, as they say down in Tigerland.
That's right, AP polls, and they're third in the coaches' polls. So
they're probably a little irritated to being overlooked. Louisville, the new tough guy on the block.
Well, and Florida State is 12th, which is a strange position for the Seminoles, and 14th, and rising calmly, quietly, almost silently, of the Miami Hurricanes at number 14.
Trying to get back. But at any rate, the big game from our perspective this weekend, the Duke Blue Devils entertain the Cavaliers 12:30 Saturday at Wallace Wade Stadium. How do you break it down?
Well, this is a huge game. Clearly, Virginia has got to get pressure on the new quarterback. They cannot let him sit back there. Obviously, he got some confidence in this game out there at South Bend.
Turnover's big, too. Duke as a team is probably not going to beat themselves.
Well, maybe not. We'll see.
Well, hope. Be nice to get a few turnovers.
30 seconds. I'm going to say Virginia's going to pull a win down there in Durham and beat the Blue Devils for the second year in a row. I predict Virginia 27, Duke 23.
I'll take it. Go Hoos. It's an opportunity game. Great opportunity. Let's keep the momentum going. We'll talk to you next Monday at 6 o'clock.
Vern Inge next week in studio. Stay with us. Who's talking?